When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
We are here with the number one contender to the AEW World Championship. And he is set to put his career on the line against Swerve Strickland. It is Bryan Danielson. I feel like I can't say anything more because, yeah, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you finding the UK?
Yeah, it's good. It exists. It still exists.
I know. I feel like it's like a congratulations. We still exist.
Yeah. Congratulations. The UK. You guys still exist.
Yes.
You know, you've been around a long time. You'd think at some point you would stop existing.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, we've been around longer than America.
Yeah.
Like, our history goes like thousands of years.
Now, wait a second.
Okay, go on.
It's been around longer than America.
America.
But it's all been around. The land has all been around the same amount of time. I think, you know, I don't know when the plates and everything did their thing.
Did they, like, splitting?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, yeah. So we've all been.
This is true. So I do have a bone to pick with you, though.
Okay. Pick it.
All right. What's up with the Percy Pig hate? You hated Percy Pigs. Why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're talking about the interview where you did the nerds and the Percy Pigs, and you said the Percy Pigs were disgusting. And
this
the nerds.
This was an interview I did several weeks ago
where they fed
me a lot of different things.
Right. And you just hated Percy Pigs. Why?
I don't remember.
I feel like this has been like the most frequently asked questions. Like, British people are just like, how can you hate Percy Pig? Because it's like an institution in the UK. So if you've forgotten, it's a mystery why he hated.
I mean, I would assume they gave me lots of bad processed food.
Yeah.
And so I would assume it's just bad. It was just bad processed food. Right?
I'm guessing Percy Pig is quite processed now. It's like I love a Percy Pig, but it doesn't taste the same anymore. So it's like, it used to be quite fruity and now it's more processed, which is not great. So I can kind of see where you're coming from there. even though I'm trying to defend the Percy Pig.
I do not remember, but she sees where I'm coming from.
I can kind of see where you're coming from. The flavor's changed and it's not the same as it was.
I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, so this is what I would have liked that for them to do. This is for those people who had me eat the different foods. It would have been more interesting to me if they would have given me an American apple.
Right.
And then a British apple.
Oh, okay. I should have come up. Like, I grow apples in my garden. I should have just.
Oh, I would have loved that. I would have loved that. And okay. If you took offense to me not liking Percy Pig, how excited would you have been if I would have preferred your apple you grew yourself to an apple from the United States? It would have been way better.
I mean, I think
who cares if I don't like Percy Pigs, right?
I mean, let's end it there. It's fine. It's fine to hate Percy Pig. I would accept it in my life.
Did I say hate?
I don't think
I hate anything.
You did say it was disgusting.
Yeah, disgust. Disgust. Okay. Disgust, for everybody listening, watching, whatever you're doing, disgust is very different from hate, just so you know.
I mean, that is very true. So, like, I feel like we've got to veer away from, otherwise we're going to spend the whole time talking about you with Percy Pigs and British food and growing food.
And the difference between disgust and hate.
Yeah,
we
could go down this tangent, but we obviously got to talk about it's AEW All In. You are about to put your career on the line, and people did notice that you were wearing a shirt that was very similar to the one you wore in 2016 when you retired. Mm. Was that intentional?
Mm, yes. In theory, but it wasn't the same shirt.
It wasn't the same shirt, but it wasn't a coincidence as you went with something similar.
I picked it thinking like, oh, this might be fun.
Okay.
Thinking it was the shirt that I retired in.
Okay.
And then it turned out it wasn't.
But it's still people who picked up. It was similar. And I think that's enough. I think with men in fashion, the fact you went with something similar and there was a thought process, mm-hmm. I think that's enough.
Yeah, enough for what?
Enough just, I mean, like considering that I think about my husband who does not know how to dress, the fact that you even thought about what you were wearing and that it was linked.
Okay, so when you know you're going to be on TV in regular clothes, I have to think about what I'm going to wear. Because, for example, I thought this would be a good shirt to interview in. It turns out it's probably just looks like a raggedy now that I see myself on camera.
So I probably should have
conferred with my wife first.
Speaking of your wife, I know that they're out here this week to
they went to Buckingham Palace this morning.
Oh, and you didn't tag along?
I couldn't. I'm doing this.
This is true. But like, would
I'm
you?
I'm here with you.
I mean, you are here with me, and like, I bet you're instantly regretting every choice you made for being here with me. Which is
talking about Percy Pigs, yeah.
But like, you've obviously been in the UK a lot. You came here like in the early 2000s. Is there any like, particular fond memories you have?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of being in the UK?
Oh, I loved the time I spent here. If Brian Dixon would have paid me a little bit more money, I would have never left wrestling at Butlins. I would still be wrestling at Butlins.
I mean, I was going to ask, do you still have the mask?
I do have multiple masks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that was like something you used to wear a lot. And like the Butlins circuit is really big still. Like we still get like sellouts in Butlins now. Would
really?
You? Yeah. Like
I don't know if they were sellouts in my day.
I mean, I've seen like thousands of people in the audience now at a Butlins.
Yes.
Would you go back with a mask?
Yeah.
Obviously, pending what happens this Sunday.
Pending what happens on Sunday.
Like, how...
If I could do a show tomorrow at Butlins in a mask, I think I would.
I feel like there might be a show in Butlins.
Oh, there's always a show at Butlins.
Yeah, but it's the bank holiday weekend as well, so it would be full of people. I feel I've put a thought in your head now to try and get to a Butlins.
If you don't see me at All In at Wembley Stadium on Sunday, just know I probably went to Butlins and decided to never come back.
I mean, that is a choice. That is a heck of a choice you've made there, considering where they're based. So like they're based in like Minehead and Bognor Regis.
Yep. Skegness.
Skegness. Yes. I mean,
I actually, we were on our drive to on our drive to Cardiff. So I flew into Heathrow, driving to Cardiff, and then Bristol. You passed through Bristol?
Yeah.
When you get to Bristol, if I wouldn't have crossed the bridge and just took a left.
Left, because it takes you down.
Takes me straight to Minehead.
And like, you, would you have just stayed there and just hidden?
Just exist.
I see. I feel like we now know that if Brian Danielson is in the UK, we know where he would be hiding. I feel like
it wouldn't be hiding.
You wouldn't even.
I would just be existing.
You would just be existing. But if people were like, if Brie lost you, you'd be like, we know you're in Minehead.
She wouldn't lose me. I'd still have a cell phone.
She
would just be like, where are you? I said, I'm in Minehead.
And she'd be like, where is that? And what is a Butlins? Because I imagine that the culture shock being in a Butlins would be hilarious.
I don't know if she would have as much fun at Butlins as I would.
I think that Birdie and Buddy would have a lot of fun.
Birdie and Buddy would love Butlins. They would love it. What are they called? The Redcoats.
Yes, they're called Redcoats.
Yeah, they're Redcoats. But they would meet the gang. Skylight Gang.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's because we would, a lot of times we would do the shows in the, I think it was called the Skylight, I don't remember. We do it in there, but they had like people dressed up and they'd come out and I remember the song still.
I mean, and I feel like you've now got to teach Birdie and Buddy that. That's got to be a thing you've got to teach them. It's in your head, like 20 years later.
It's not in my head. I had to recall it. And people think that I have a lot of brain damage because of all the concussions. Mm-hmm. But look at me. Remembering songs from 21 years ago.
From Butlins.
From Butlins. Yeah, from this interview. It wasn't like I came in here singing the Skylight Gang.
And you're going to have that stuck in your head like an earworm all day long now.
Yeah, at least the tune. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for that. But let's compare Butlins to Wembley Stadium, where you're going to be headlining. Like, how does the feelings compare there?
I mean, they're quite different. Yeah. They're quite different. But I would have to say that I am more excited for Wembley.
I mean, like, it's 100% understandable. Yes. But, like, you're obviously going to be in front of thousands of people in that audience. Like, have you got, like, the nerves still potentially knowing this is maybe your last match?
No, I don't get nervous anymore.
No?
No, I just enjoy things. And so it's like, once I was forced to retire before, when I came back, it's just been like, wrestling's just been this gift. And so even if it's the end on Sunday, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to enjoy myself. And I'm going to, and that's the thing. It's like, I try to, every time I go out there, I try to push myself.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing that I think I'm most excited for is to push myself as hard as I can.
Yeah. So I can imagine you are just going to put it all out on the line this weekend. And I'm going to frame one last question, because you're probably getting told so many people, fans, like, so many great memories of you in your career. My favorite memory is your chaotic commentary around Bears during Saturday Morning Slam. Like, that is just like my favorite thing from you. So
I thought that whole thing was unbearable.
My day is literally made from you doing that, because like, the amount of puns you got in that whole time. So I'm going to give you a real, I think it's a good question. You could pick three wrestlers who's not Darby Allin, because that's a cop out. Which three AEW wrestlers could wrestle a bear?
I think Swerve could wrestle a bear.
Okay.
Claudio, for sure, could wrestle a bear. I'm trying to think. Who? Satnam Singh.
I mean.
Who would not pay? I'm going to call Tony. I'm going to not do the rest of these interviews.
Amazing.
I'm going to call Tony.
Okay.
And I'm going to get Satnam versus a bear at Wembley Stadium.
I think we could make that happen last minute. So on that note, if you would like to see not only Satnam Singh versus the bear and Brian Danielson versus Swerve Strickland, career versus title, make sure you watch AEW All In this weekend. Do you have any final words?
Nope.
On that note, thanks for watching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.